This is World Cafe's Shortcuts, live performances and interviews with established and emerging musicians.
Welcome to World Cafe's Shortcuts. I'm David Dye. Chip Taylor says that when he first heard Kerry Rodriguez on fiddle, he got the chills. Well, something similar happened to me the first time I listened to the two sing and play together. You'll hear for yourself in a moment. Their musical alchemy is so special, so one of a kind, you could easily think that they're married or they've known each other for ages. Well, neither is true. In fact, Taylor has about 40 years on Rodriguez. Back in the 1960s, Chip Taylor earned his keep writing songs for other people, and he was successful, earning credit for tunes like Wild Thing and Angel of the Morning. Despite his Midas touch as a songwriter, Chip Taylor left the business for a while. More about that in our conversation. Now he's back recording CDs with Kerry Rodriguez. Their latest is called Red Dog Tracks. Rodriguez hooked up with her duet partner 4 years ago after graduating from the Berklee School of Music.
I'm from Texas, so I went back home to Austin, and I was playing in country bands and playing with a band when during South by Southwest, and Chip saw me playing fiddle in this band and asked me to do some gigs with him. So that's where it started, and I really didn't know it was going to grow into this singing thing and duet thing. That came later.
Yeah, she didn't. I asked her if she sang at the time, and she said she did not, but she would try to sing harmony if I needed her to, and that led to me getting that chill thing with her voice against mine, and it was an easy stretch to start thinking about doing a duet album.
Kerry, what did you think when he finally made you sing on stage?
Well, I was not that excited about it. I was really, because I was just so nervous. I mean, that scared me to death, and I thought it was crazy because I've been playing the violin since I was 5 years old, and that's always been my focus. And to all of a sudden be doing something completely different that I never had even tried was frightening, to say the least. I've gotten to the point now over the last few years where I can do it without having all those nerves and really have fun with it, so... So yeah, it's been a crazy journey.
Well, let's have you all do a tune so folks who have not had a chance to hear Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez sing together will get their own goosebumps, because it's a wonderful combination.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's one from the current album, and goes like this: 1, 2, 3.
And it's oh, Johnny, turn a valley moonshine, ain't that a kick in the head? And it's oh, honey, let your hair hang down, let your hair hang down, shake it all around, shake it all around, put your whole self in. Must be the whiskey. Look what we just done. Must be the midnight
covering the sun.
Must be the violin. Oh, that thing you can bring to me. Must be the whiskey. Must be the cold breeze from Alberta through your hair. Must be the devil.
She up and put you here. Must be the mountain.
Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez are playing live for us today. I'd love to talk about your journey we'll call it country music. We'll call this record country music. Because Kerry, you started out as a classical player and then went... did you go to Berklee to play classical music or to expand that?
To expand that, I actually had started out at a classical music conservatory and left after a year to go to Berklee. So I studied with this wild bluegrass jazz fiddler named Matt Glazer and started listening to a lot of records and learning, you know, from different fiddlers at Berklee, all different styles, Texas style and Texas swing and old time. So
you went from Texas to Boston to learn Texas, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Chippy, you might even be have a better story because I know you were born in Manhattan. Did you grow up there?
Yeah, I grew up in Yonkers, New York, just outside the city. And growing up, there really wasn't any country music around except for what I could hear on Wheeling, West Virginia station. And then they had a special thing on the radio on Saturdays. But I was a total country fan, and I had a country band. I was part of a country band in high school, and it was the only one in the area.
Now, when you started writing, were you, when I know you worked in what people call the Brill Building, worked in this kind of songwriting factories, if we can put it that way, back in the 60s. Did you write for country artists, or did you just write for whoever was looking for a song?
Well, how I really got solid in the business was by being a country writer. I wrote some country things, and you know, I was selling my songs for $30 advance against royalties, you know, and I was trying to write a few a week to survive. And then Chet Atkins, who was producing records in Nashville, heard one of my songs and told the publisher he was going to cut it and wanted to hear every song I wrote. And that just got me going. And from there, I got a staff job with a really great publishing company back in those days, April Blackwood Music. And I was off and running. I didn't have to write three or four songs a week. I could write just what I wanted to. And that was really a blessing.
Well, people may not know, but Chip Taylor is the writer of Wild Thing, which, of course, was a hit for the Troggs and big Jimi Hendrix piece and all that. And, of course, Angel of the Morning. Now, I do understand that you and Carrie have been doing that live.
Yeah, sure. Would you like to hear it?
Well, you bet.
And there'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, it was I who chose to start.
Say no name to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn.
Just call me Angel of the Morning. Angel, just touch my cheek.
Chip Taylor and Carrie Rodriguez are playing live for us today on the Cafe, and that's a version of Chip's song, Angel of the Morning. Chip, we first met back in the early 90s when you were kind of at a transition in your life and starting to get back into music. You can correct my version of the story, but you'd been gambling professionally for quite a while at that point. Give people an idea how you made your living, first off.
Well, in the 60s, I was just, you know, a songwriter for other people. In the 70s, I had some solo albums out. And I was kind of gambling all the time when I was writing the hits. And during that period of time, I was a horse race handicapper, and I worked very hard to be a good one. And at first, I realized I was kind of dumb at it, and then I studied to be as good as I could be. And I was quite a profitable handicapper throughout the years that I wrote the songs and had the albums out. Then I decided to give up music full time and go into gambling. So that was around 1980, and just did that for a long, long time.
It's all about the math, right? With horse race gambling.
Yeah. Well, it's if you don't treat it like a science, you'll never be a profitable handicapper. And you know, it was bias things, pace things, and you had to keep. I had several books that I kept with me all the time from all the various racetracks in the United States, and I would stay up late and work like crap. I never worked as hard at anything, but I did love it. You know,
why would people take your bets if you were so good at it?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Because back in those days, I did have bookies that took my action, but the first few small ones didn't take my action. Then I had a bookie, Meyer Lansky's outfit out in New York, took my action. And I asked them the question after 2.5-3 years. I said, how come you keep bringing me Christmas presents? And you know, I've only lost 2 weeks out of this whole period of time. And they said, Chip, we're not dumb here. He said, every time you make a bet, we lay off 10 times as much at the racetrack. You're our biggest profit maker. So that's what I found out.
Well, I was going to ask you, what made you finally give that up?
Well, I'd kind of been thinking about, you know, I was missing music a little bit, but the real serious event that turned my life around was when my mom got ill, and I'd start playing songs for her instead of going to the racetrack, and I got inspired to do that. I started writing new things and testing them out at my mom and the mother of my children, Joni, and the kids, and all of a sudden I had this spirit back to do it, and I had a gambling partner, a guy that we shared information with, a wonderful guy, Ernie Dowman, who's the biggest moneymaker of all time in this sport. I called him up one day and said, Ernie, you won't believe this, but I'm quitting. I'm going into music full time. I'm going to play music for whoever wants to hear me play.
And it wasn't actually, you know, that easy for a while. I mean, you did okay, but I think this combination is something that you talk about how special it is. But I think people can hear the you know, what's really special with you and Carrie.
Well, I was a big fan of duets early on, so I feel so blessed to have this. Yeah, and she's just a great person, and we share a lot of things together and a lot of emotions, and it comes out in the music, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, you know, let's hear some more of that music, because that's what we're all about. You want to do something else from Red Dog Tracks?
Sure. How about the title tune? Is that okay, Carrie?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do that.
Now, did you tell your mama just what you done? I seen you last night by the Pascagoula Bay. The wind was howling, it was long past one. Girl, what were you doing down here?
Say you won't say nothing if I tell you,
but I really don't think I wanna talk about that. So leave me alone,
I wanna be alone.
No, I won't say nothing about the Red Dog Tracks.
Chip Taylor and Carrie Rodriguez performing the title track of their new album Red Dog Tracks. World Cafe's Shortcuts is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. To hear my complete conversation with Chip Taylor and Carrie Rodriguez, along with full performances, visit worldcafe.org. I'm David Dye. Remember to take World Cafe with you anywhere you go. Thanks for listening.